Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
The feeling.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Bottle Rock is back. Earlier today, we were telling you that the single day tickets go on sale tomorrow. So they got the lineups and everything. You're ready to go. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Head to RadioAlice.com and get the whole lineup and who's playing which day. Or just win tickets for all the days right now. Bottle Rock is back. Bottle Rock Napa Valley. Presented by Jam Sellers. The first taste of summer. Delicious. May 23rd through the 25th of this year, 2025. And now your chance to win a pair of three-day festival passes to Bottle Rock. Just text the word vineyard. It's spelled vineyard. Vineyard. Text vineyard to 20357. V-I-N-E-Y-A-R-D. Text Vineyard to 20357. Headliners are Green Day, Justin Timberlake, Noah Kahan, Benson Boone. And there are so many bands playing. So many. And it's so cool. It's a lot about food, too. So this hour's code word is Vineyard. There'll be another code word for you at 12:05. And Janie's got one for you at 5:05. So keep it here all day and win your way in. We're excited for you to go. Okay, I'm going to start with this, Vin.
Okay.
We've been sort of following this Blake Lively versus Justin Baldoni story. So, and when I say sort of following, I mean, we're aware there's something going on here, but they're both yelling and everyone's calling it a PR war. And this guy says this and this girl says that. And
it's a big story.
It is.
It really is.
It's just, you know, what is it though? Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah. So here's another wrinkle, but it's interesting because I read it and went, oh,
okay.
This is definitely what he's being accused of saying. So, Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively, they have a movie out called It Ends With Us. It's a hit movie. Like, he directed it and stars in it. She's also the star. They're the two main characters.
Mm-hmm.
It's made $350 million.
How are they going to make a second one if these two can't get along?
Well, it ends with them. So, it's, don't worry. Oh. It's right there in the name. There's never going to be another one.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm reading this story this morning about this a whole other thing about Deadpool and Wolverine.
Which is Blake Lively's husband's movie.
Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool.
Okay.
So, and that came out around the same time as the It Ends With Us movie. And
it came out first, and then they held off It Ends With Us until after they'd done all the press for that one.
Oh, okay.
And from what we've picked in the dribs and drabs that we get, but some of the stuff that we've picked up has been that these problems between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively started early on in the production of this movie, like that she was trying to take it over and she, you know, had her own vision for the way that the thing was going to go. And he felt that it was his project. He's the director. And then there's accusations about, you know, him being inappropriate on the set. And just sometimes when the words start flying, they keep going. Apparently there are thousands and thousands of pages of text messages. I've never seen any of them. I hear they're picking and choosing the bad ones that out of context don't sound great. So he's, I guess, been dropped by his representation. This Jason Baldoni, Justin Baldoni.
Has. Okay.
That's what they're saying here. Dropped by WME.
All right.
William Morris.
Great. Oh, look at you knowing. I'm like, hell no. I looked over.
Well, he's sure. Hollywood over there. Check him out.
Hollywood Maddie. He's been dropped by WME. He's being sued by Blake Lively for sexual harassment and an alleged online smear campaign. And he's now saying that he never wants to ever work on a Disney project. So that's where the story sort of started. I'm like, oh, okay. Who asked you? Apparently, there was a January 7th letter that was sent to CEO of Disney and Marvel, I guess, Marvel boss Kevin Feige and CEO Bob Iger.
I thought
Is it Feige?
I thought it was Feig, but I'm...
Whatever.
I don't know.
It's F-E-I-G-E.
All right.
He's the Marvel boss, and CEO is Bob Iger.
Okay.
This was from his team. This is Justin Baldoni's team. I know this is confusing. I'm going to try and... I tried to simplify it. There's a whole story. I'll put the story up for you on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. They get a letter on January 7th saying, you have to preserve evidence related to last year's hit movie, Deadpool versus Wolverine. Specifically, I want all documents and communications related to complaints of sexual or other harassment asserted against Ryan Reynolds by any person. So this is like outside the realm of whatever he's doing over here with Blake Lively. That's just among the demands. I guess they made a long list of the things that they were like, you do not get to destroy any evidence.
Okay.
In Deadpool and Wolverine, Blake Lively has a cameo. Now, I, for one, watched about 15 minutes of Deadpool versus Wolverine and went, okay, this is...
I turned it off and didn't finish it.
And I went, I'm sure this, you know, people love this. It's all fighting and a lot of groin stabbing. And I just went, I guess I was looking forward to a movie with a plot, but I guess I'm not getting that. So there's a masked cameo by Blake Lively and she's someone named Lady Pool. So there's Deadpool, there's Lady Pool.
Oh, cute.
And then there's someone named Nice Pool. And the letter is all about this character of Nice Pool, who Justin Baldoni feels is based on him. He's a long-haired, duplicitous, empathetic version of Deadpool that shows up about halfway through the superhero movie and says, apparently, he says, he calls Lady Pool gorgeous. This is Nice Pool. This is the character that they're basing, that he alleges they're basing on him. Nice Pool remarks on how the gorgeous Lady Pool just had a baby, too, and you can't even tell. So that's what Nice Pool says of it, like, oh, how nice I am. You know, she's gorgeous and she just had a baby. Can't tell.
And are they saying that this is a quote from him in real life to her?
That's what I think, because otherwise, why would he even ever bring attention to this? So then Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool character says, I don't think you can say that. And then Nice Pool says, that's okay. I identify as a feminist.
Which is how this guy
identifies,
positioned himself in real life.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So he is pissed and he's writing letters and asking for evidence to be, I don't know that he's suing yet or what his thing
Justin
is, but
Baldoni.
Yes. Justin Baldoni is the director and co-star of the movie where all the trouble started with Blake Lively. The two of them are just, neither one of them has anything nice to say about the other. And they both are saying it's a PR smear. Like, they both have PR departments. They're both actively trying to get these people canceled. Don't worry, we can bury him, is what her, or we can bury her, is what his people said. And I'm sure her people said the same thing with different pronouns. It's crazy.
You know, one of the things, I don't know how often people think about how rad it would be to be a movie actor. I've thought of it many times, probably because we've talked to actors and
I bet it would be awesome.
And one of the things I love about the idea of being an actor is each film is its own little world and own little project where you make a ton of new friends.
Right.
And then you get on down the road to the next project and you make a ton of new friends at the next project. And I can't even imagine how you would find yourself in such at odds with someone in such a dream world that you're living in.
I know.
I mean,
but you're also lucky to be doing it.
I know it happens, and I know people think take things for granted. How good do we have it? So good. But that person could also be like, oh, but did you try the chicken at Craft Services? Terrible. Or whatever. You know, whatever thing, and you're just like, are you kidding? We've got world by the short hairs.
But the chicken!
You know, whatever. People take things for granted.
But the chicken.
Anyway, it's so sad that here are two people who got to make a hit film together.
Yeah.
A hit.
And could do a sequel.
No, it ends with them.
You hear that, and then, you know, I thought I saw Sonic's nemesis die, and then there he is again. He lived. Turns out, they could do anything.
Anything they want to, Vin.
Anyway, how sad for them.
I know.
That it's come to that.
It's just, I think it's such a funny wrinkle that, like, he's like, hey! That's the thing I said.
I'd have so many new friends, I believe, anyway. And it'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, turns out it all depends on who you're working with.
Yes.
I mean, and this stuff will be on them now. Like, both of them.
Yeah.
Anytime they go up for a job or they want to get something, it's like, do we want to get into all this stuff with this person?
They will want to, because this movie made $350 million. Yeah. Like, it's,
well,
you know,
it stayed
money
in the news too. So,
yes,
you know, there are still people out there who will say,
I gotta see
any
this
publicity
movie
is good public, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a saying.
It is a saying. You're welcome, by the way.
Oh, you made that one up too.
But as usual.
Duh.
Hello. I had a bun in that oven. That's for sure.
You're amazing.
How do I do it?
How do you do it?
I don't know. Right?
Right.
Wrong. So I put the story up. It's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And honestly, there's a lot of information there. I'm not pretending to like really understand this. Honestly, if I thought that I was being, I think that Nice Pool is also played by Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So you saw that whole movie?
Yeah, I know.
I guess were there a bunch of different pools? And so he was.
Yeah. Cause it's got the, you know, they're doing the whole multiverse thing.
Oh, right.
So there's different versions of him.
I was so smart to jump out of that movie.
If I see that line has been put in there, unless it was something that she specifically said, this jerk said to her, like, oh, you're gorgeous and you can't even tell you had a baby, you know, whatever it was.
Oh, I can see that part. Absolutely.
But I'm saying, why would he bring attention to it unless it was something that was already part of what they've been talking
about. Listen, right.
Haven't you ever said something on the air that you know nobody's going to get but the person that you mean
to?
Yes,
100%.
Yep. Yeah, it's the same thing. Right. Like, you know, hey, let's little dig on this guy.
It's inside.
Yeah. It's very inside. You know, it would have been inside.
But it goes by quick enough.
And now he's going, hey, these guys did that. I want any information about anyone who's ever made any kind of a claim against Ryan Reynolds.
Wow.
I know. That's
well,
fishing.
And
that's
Ryan's
a
tied
net.
Into all this too, because he also came in as a producer on the movie and had, so they were like power coupling him. Baldoni saying like they, you know,
well, yeah, they wanted to take that movie over.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is such a weird thing. Like you signed up to do a movie.
But that is his wife too. Remember that, you know, when your wife tells you this is how I was treated today at work, just at dinner.
If you're on that person's team,
you would be taking that person's side.
Absolutely.
You just would.
Oh, I would certainly hope so.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, most guys would immediately have their person's back.
Right. Okay. So there's that story. I just really want to quickly mention.
A cold night if he goes, well, you are kind of a pain in the ass. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, really like.
Okay. Well, out to the doghouse you go.
You do look good after the baby. I mean, come on.
I mean, I can barely tell. Yes.
Oh, God.
I mean, I get that you don't want to hear that, but you do look, you're gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Billboard Hot 100. I'm so sorry, Shaboozy.
No.
You are in second place still, and Die With a Smile is in first place. So Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, biggest song in the country right now. 21 weeks on the charts, peeking out at number one, and a bar song, Tipsy, which if it gets one more week and in the number one position, it'll have held it the longest.
Oh, so it's currently tied.
Currently 19 weeks at number one, which is the tie with Lil Nas X. And he's hanging at number two. They could flip-flop. I just feel like, kind of on the way down.
Trying to give him an extra spin here.
Oh, there you go.
Doing what we can.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. That's nice of you. All right, there you go. That's a Billboard Hot 100. See if there's anything else I can squeeze in here really quickly. Oh, this is funny. Anybody want Elvis Presley's rhinestone jockstrap? I saw that and I went, is that for real? And it is... it's gross. It looks like a regular kind of like been through the wash, a little bit grayed out. It looks like a regular one that somebody put an E and a P at the top in blue rhinestones and then put silver rhinestones all over the codpiece part of it. It is horrible looking. And they want, looks like $42,757 for it. And it's been around the block a time or two. Like you won't be the first new owner of this. There have been other people who've bought and sold it.
Oh, I want it.
No thanks.
What do you want that for? What are you going to do with that?
You know me. I love Elvis stuff. So yeah.
I actually don't know that about
you. Yeah, I've got two tickets from the two shows he didn't do because he died. It's part of my collection. Wow. My mom. I collect tickets, old tickets and stuff from
I wish I'd done that. I've seen so many shows in my life and I've got
all mine, which are, I've got like 200 some, but the ones that I collect are like weird ones like that, like show didn't happen because he died. I got a Led Zeppelin ticket from the show that they didn't do because John Bonham died the night before.
Oh boy. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So a whole ticket instead of the torn off stuff.
Oh, the whole ticket. Yeah. Unused tickets. Yeah. Yeah. I've got Jimi Hendrix tickets from the Monterey Jazz Fest. Four tickets.
Wow.
They're back when they used to hand draw the tickets and everything.
I
got a Beatles ticket from the last show that they did on the East Coast.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you
sell these?
Because it's my collection. It's
Yeah, post them.
Post them where?
On Facebook or something.
No, because then people will know he has them. So luckily, there's no radio show.
Because nobody's listening.
Right. God.
And as we can tell, people have figured out where I live,
too.
You've
got those in a safety deposit box down south, right? All right. Anyway, if you want the Elvis Presley's rhinestone jockstrap for a mere $42,000, you can have it.
Will you buy it for me?
No, I will not.
Ah.
My God. This is just, I mean, honestly, who wants that? Sorry, I shouldn't have asked. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Winning lottery ticket and more after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hope Day. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We put a ton of stuff up there today. Info, photos, trailers, all the stuff we talked about today. It's all on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a Day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for your chance to be a winner of $5,000.
Winner!
Someone will win $5,000 every single day.
It's great.
So get the Odyssey app. Get it. Winner. Hurry up and get it. Listen to this.
I'm ready.
And I know I mentioned it yesterday because it was sort of this story that we've all been looking at in the background, or maybe you look at it all day, every day in the front ground. What? Okay. I don't know.
foreground,
whatever. Anyway, 415 says, breaking news. In the last week of Biden's presidency, a ceasefire has been reached between Hamas and Israel.
Wow.
So I still have to confirm that. But if you can find that story, Maddie, jump in. I would love. Oh, there it is. Israel and Hamas agree to a deal to pause the. And release the hostages. I'll have to read the details, but it sounds like we've gotten somewhere, finally.
Oh, my God.
Which would be nice. That's been an ongoing
source of tension.
Yeah.
And
very
horror.
Much so. Okay, now we'll move into the nonsense we usually talk about. Where was I? Oh, this is the one. White elephant gift exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
They happen at Christmas usually. A family in Michigan did a white elephant gift exchange for Christmas, and one of the gifts was a lottery ticket.
Oh.
25-year-old Emily Hycox got the ticket, but not until after the exchange was over. She got a flashlight her dad bought, and he was like, I bought that, and I actually want it.
So I'll trade you my gift, which is the lottery ticket.
So they swapped prizes. Dad took the flashlight he brought to White Elephant gift exchange, and she got the ticket that her cousin bought and put into the exchange.
Okay. And so we're not talking about a scratcher. We're talking about
a scratcher.
Oh, we are talking about a scratcher. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She ended up with a Michigan Lottery scratch-off ticket in her family's white elephant gift exchange. She actually ended up with the flashlight, but again, traded with her dad, and ended up with a $500,000 prize.
Wow.
Take it out, take it out, take it out.
Take it out, take it out, take it out.
Emily Hycox said, my dad actually won the ticket in the gift exchange, and I won the gift he brought, which was a flashlight. He wanted his gift back, so we made an agreement to trade gifts after the whole thing was over. I scratched the ticket off, says Emily Hycox.
Hot.
Which also, she says, happens to be my birthday.
Oh goodness.
And she says, I thought I won $50,000. So I downloaded the Michigan Lottery app and created an account to check the ticket on the app scanner. I was expecting to see $50,000 when I saw the extra zero.
Mm. Can you imagine? Like, you'd be so stoked. Like, I won $50,000. And then you realize you won 10 times that.
Hi, Cox says what? She was speechless. Hi, Cox says she will use her winnings to buy a new car, invest, and share with her family, including her dad and cousin, who, again, the cousin bought the ticket and brought it. And
they each get, what, $50?
I don't know.
Right. You know, here you go, $50. Go buy yourself some tickets. They're so great. It's the best ticket ever. Thank you. That's so funny.
Half a milli. Pretty good.
I do like to give those lottery tickets, but it's a tough one because you don't want to sit there and scratch, like give someone a ticket and then they scratch for $1 million and you didn't say something first. Like, you know, because like remember the other day although I should give each of you guys $20 from that.
No.
Because I won $80.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. My card was the only winner.
She bought everybody scratch offs.
I remember. And
then mine was the only one that won.
Yeah. I remember you won. I didn't know how much though.
I think it was like $70, $80.
I don't know. It's pretty funny though that you bought yourself one. Like you could have just as easily bought everyone one and not gotten yourself one.
Well, I thought we'd all do it together. That's all. And then I did. And then I'm like, if I win, then I'll share with you guys. And so I guess next lunch out will be on me.
Well, that was going to happen anyway. You know that. Everybody alligator arms the bill when Sarah's around.
Oh, let me just quickly. That's all right. I got it.
Yeah, that's true.
Starbucks wants customer to stick around and hang out for a while like they used to in the old days. The problem is their cafes are packed with people who are not drinking their coffee or eating their food.
Right. Just using their Wi-Fi.
Just going to work.
Yeah. That's where I work. I leave the house. Like, are you kidding me? I had a wife and kids back home. I'm leaving.
Several years ago, Starbucks launched an open door policy, but that filled many locations with homeless people and other non-paying customers who spend all day there working remotely, reading books and writing screenplays. So Starbucks just released a new code of conduct, which will be posted on the door. It says Starbucks spaces are for our paying partners and customers. That includes our cafes, patios, and restrooms. Our goal is to create a welcoming environment. They will also be cracking down on bad behavior, including noisy disruptions, discrimination and harassment, abusive and threatening language, vaping and smoking, and panhandling.
Mm.
They say any non-paying guests who misuse their space will be asked to leave. And if needed, staff may ask for help from law enforcement.
Mm.
So they're trying to protect the atmosphere.
Reasonable.
I think so too.
You know, if someone's being a nuisance on your business property, I would think you'd have the right to say this person needs to go.
I think it makes people incredibly uncomfortable to be panhandled in a store while you're sitting there.
Sitting there. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm
trying to eat my breakfast, right? Dude. Back off. Now outside the store, that's, you know, not your space.
Right.
That's everybody's a different sidewalk. Story, right? Here are some things we're not splurging on as much as we used to these days.
Is restaurants on that list?
Dining out is at the top of the list, yes.
We're not doing that anymore. I mean, we still go, but I always feel really mad about it.
Let's see here. The four non-essential things we're not splurging as much on. Dining out, buying new clothes, electronics.
Oh.
And beauty-related stuff. There was a time when I was buying a new phone every time a new phone came out.
Yep. And now we're all
upgrading. And now I look at that and think, what a complete dummy. What a waste of money. There was never an upgrade that actually made some leap that I had to be in on. For a while, I felt like progress was being made and I didn't want to get left behind. Mm-hmm. But then after a little while, I started to realize there's not much change happening here.
Not enough.
Not enough for it to be worth it.
Right.
And also, you know, now I have kids, so I'm like, okay, I can't just buy stuff.
Right. Running out of money to buy stuff with.
Braces aren't going to be free, are they?
Oh boy, braces.
They don't take old phone trade-ins either.
They get you right on that financing plan.
Yikes. Young people would rather text their coworkers even when sitting right next to them.
Well, nobody wants to talk. It's uncomfortable to talk. Yesterday.
Can you hand me that pen? Send.
Right. Like, oh, I got a text. What fun. Last night we were sitting at, you know, it was my son's birthday. My younger son, he's 24.
Yeah, right.
24. And they were going to go to the bowling alley with a bunch of their friends, and they hadn't made a reservation yet. So he's trying to do it online, and he's like, oh, I guess we got to call. And I could tell he totally doesn't want to. And I was thinking about that story. So I just sat and watched what happened. And his boyfriend goes, I'll do it. He's like, oh, you will? Oh, okay.
His boyfriend called. That's funny. Well, you know what? Partnerships are that.
Yes.
One person will go, I can handle that. You can get the other stuff.
Right.
Somehow I ended up with dishes, though. I don't know how that did not seem like a fair trade.
It's because you like it so much.
I don't.
It's great that you like it.
I can't believe she said that to me. I thought you liked doing dishes.
You do jump right up and do them every day, day after day.
Well, yeah, I feel like I have to.
You do.
Yeah.
One cooks, one cleans. That's the rule.
Yeah. John does all the cooking and we clean together. That's the rule at our house.
He doesn't just get to... What do you mean?
He could if he wanted to. I've often said, you cooked, I'll clean. And he's like, he doesn't like the way I stack the dishwasher. He doesn't like this or that or the other thing.
All right.
Hashtag Team John.
Yeah, he's the master stack.
Half of us will even, let's see, a new poll on office chit chat found 27% of workers today are more comfortable communicating over text or email than face to face.
Yeah. We're not comfortable with each other anymore. It's isolated us.
Well, you know what's weird is I was just experiencing this as I went to the bathroom. You know, the modern work setup that we currently have here in the Odyssey building is such that all of the big wig offices are right off the hallway.
Yeah.
And so as you're walking past the new, you know, head of everything, you distract her.
Yep.
And then you distract
the next person
and the next person that's the head of everything and the next person that's the head of everything. And you start to go, well, do I look down and avoid them so they can keep doing their work?
Mm-hmm.
And if I do that, then am I a jerk?
Am I rude for not acknowledging that they're there because they're looking right out the door at me?
When you've got everybody in the hall.
And it's if you need to, like, look, we have a very small window where we can take care of whatever bathroom mm-hmm. situation we might have going on, or, you know, if you need to go get a coffee. And there are people, this is the modern workplace. There are people everywhere. You have to walk through people to get to the different places that you want to go to. And you don't have all day. You know, I'm speaking about you personally, Vin. Like,
yeah. No,
you know, you got a couple minutes to fit in
tick.
A quick whiz.
I do the drive-by wave. I walk by, I look down, but I wave in case they're looking up and they get
you
a,
don't even
they,
look in and you wave?
Yeah, just kind of drive-by
so
wave.
Dismissive.
I like it.
The drive-by wave.
You're acknowledging it, but not trying to engage them.
Exactly.
So you walk down that hall with your hand up, just going.
Yep.
I like it.
Did it two breaks ago.
On any given day, the people in our hallway could be making the biggest deal of their lives.
Yeah.
Could be Michael booking a show. Could be Kieran selling the next big thing.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Right.
And there I am. Hey, how you doing?
Drive-by. Drive-by wave.
I like it.
There you go.
Mm.
Anyway, people talked about how much they struggle to make conversation with coworkers and on and on. And at the end, this article says, it appears water cooler talk is dying out.
Oh, no. Even the water cooler's lonely these days.
People would rather text each other than actually have a conversation.
Mm. Well,
I have conversations with certain people every morning I have a conversation with.
Oh, like who?
Like
Robin.
Or Marcy.
Oh, you talk to Marcy all the time?
All the time.
Vinny only just saw Marcy for the first time today.
There's a lady woman. who does mornings on
Live 105.
Live 105. And she's been here for months. I saw her for the first time today, right through this window at the printer.
Oh, she's rad. You'd love her.
I've had a couple combos with her now.
Yeah.
Just really quick hallway combos. We're both, you know, we both have to go back on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's very, very nice person.
800-400-3697 is our text number. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. I text my coworker because I am talking crap about another coworker. Oh, well, that's one way to
make sure you keep that text thread
bonding
straight.
Experiences.
Oops, wrong thread.
We're all thriving for them. Sarah, why are you mad about eating out?
Because it's just gotten so expensive. And I feel like I'm kind of mad because I used to go to this place all the time And they had a great bartender. I loved him, and he was super fun. He'd sit at the bar and he'd make drinks. If you didn't like the drink, he'd toss that right out, make another. Like, he was just great. I loved it. I loved the drinks. And then they moved him to, like, he was front of house guy. He was just, like, the manager. And so he wasn't making the drinks anymore. And so I'm still paying $17 for a cocktail. And I'm like, this is not good. And I, at home, I for $17, I can make all of us cocktails. And then some. And then, I don't know, it's gotten really expensive. I feel like you can't get in and out of a restaurant these days without spending a couple $100.
925 says, there's a sequel to that book, It Ends With Us.
Oh.
But
unfortunately, it ends with these guys.
Ironically, it's called It Starts With Us.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true, but so maybe it's a prequel or maybe it's a new life.
Right.
I don't know what the book's about. I never read it. So
how are the books?
I've heard they're good.
Okay.
But I've never read them.
800-400-3697. How are the books?
The money may be good, but honestly, I would rather live under the radar with less money than put up with the hassle of being famous.
Hmm.
What was that in reference to?
Probably the thinking about being a movie star.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
707 says, I believe Blake over Justin.
I don't believe either one of them. I'll see how it all shakes out. I don't want to pick a bun in that oven.
Probably a little truth in both.
Maybe. Like, who knows, right? I just always feel like people can say whatever they want. If Blake Lively's not my friend, if she's my friend, I'm sure I'd be very defensive of her. And I would have heard her whole side of the story. But I don't know either of these people. And frankly, the stories are super confusing.
Yeah, I still don't know what happened.
Right. Like, did some one thing happen? Or is this, I don't know. I just don't even know.
Then there are three books. There was supposed to be three movies.
Oh, my God.
This Ends With Us is only part one. And 408 says, allegedly the reason Blake Lively wanted to take over was the potential for sequels.
And he owns the rights to the sequels, and she wanted the rights.
Oh.
I know that was one of the things I read.
Well, he owns them, so she can't have them.
I don't know.
Ryan Reynolds gets anything he wants.
Well, he's already got everything he wants. Like, we're talking about blitheringly rich people who also have, like, you know, liquor and non-liquor lines and
soccer.
And they've got, right, soccer shows about soccer, soccer teams. Like, they've got everything they need.
I think this guy's got this. That business is about keeping in front of movie goers. Like, you've got to have new projects all the time, or you're that person that goes, whatever happened to? Haven't seen that person for a while. There was a picture yesterday, and then we've got to go to the game, I know, but there was a picture yesterday of an actress, and it said, this person was huge 30 years ago, and now they're huge. As in, she's no longer a wafer-thin hot chick. And I looked at it and I went, I do not recognize that person. It was someone named Jean Triplehorn.
Oh, yeah. Jean Triplehorn. Yeah. She was in everything. She was in, she was in a Tom Cruise movie.
That's what they referenced. They say she was
The Firm.
Yeah.
She was the wife. She was also in Waterworld.
What was the show about the Mormons with all the wives?
Sister wives, triple horn wives. I know exactly what you're talking about. It was, many wives.
I don't know this. I don't know what you're talking
about. Big Love.
Big Love, right.
Either way.
Bill Paxton?
Yeah.
That's what happens to you if you don't stay active and working. You become that person who's a...
Clickbait.
Do you know who this person is? And right. I didn't. I really didn't.
How funny. And I'm surprised you didn't recognize her.
She was unrecognizable. Huh? Doesn't mean she was ugly or...
No. Oh, you mean you saw the Today picture.
That's what they posted. They
God,
posted.
I thought you were saying, guess what she looks
and
like
said,
now.
You can't
or
believe who this is. She used to be
so
huge.
Rude.
And I
so
was like,
rude.
Oh my God, who is it? And then I clicked on the thing, and there she is in her, 20, 30 years ago, smoking hot and in a Tom Cruise movie. Exactly. And I went, oh boy, that is awful. That's imagine if you're on the internet one day and you go,
oh, there I am.
Someone snapped a shot of me yesterday on the sidewalk. And now I'm that person?
Look at this radio personality that used to surf.
Oh.
Yeah. Please don't come to our. We give up. We get it. We're not who we used to be. All right, you ready to play a game?
Game me.
All right, here we go.
All right, so earlier today we were talking about the healthiest fast food burgers, and I'm going to give y'all a burger quiz.
Oh, burger quiz. I like a burger quiz.
Don't forget, we said at the time of the story, and we'll repeat it now, burgers aren't healthy. This story was about the healthiest
you
of
You can make
them.
A healthier choice right. within the genre of burgers.
Yes.
Fast food burgers specifically.
All right, since Vinny had the story, we'll start with Vincent. Which fast food chain is credited with popularizing hamburgers in the U.S.?
McDonald's.
McDonald's, White Castle, or Burger King?
What do you have for? I think it's McDonald's.
You both say McDonald's?
Yeah.
I would take mine back and go White Castle.
White Castle is correct.
White Castle.
Founded in 1921.
Wow.
I think McDonald's like started in L.A. and it was like, what's there the guy's name?
Ray Kroc.
That guy. But it was like here on the West Coast is how it was popularized.
And then spread out.
White Castle was bigger before that, though.
All right.
Those White Castles, they're only good late at night. They're like late in the night.
I never had
food.
One.
They're awful. They're like steamed. They're tiny little burgers, like three in a row. And they've got this like onion paste on them that is so barfalicious.
It's so good. I love them.
they're good when you eat them, but then like 5 minutes later, you're like, why did I do that?
Oh, I don't like food like that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Beastie Boys, for introducing me to White Castle.
Oh.
Okay, where is the world's largest hamburger made?
This is like a record holding hamburger? Okay.
Is it in the United States, Canada, or Japan?
Oh. Well, I'm going to say it was probably in the U.S. I mean, that
Japan.
Is our kind of food.
Sorry, Vin. Sarah, you're right.
Oh, yay! Ah! I knew it would be the Americans, Vin.
What a lead on.
But I will say, I thought maybe it was like a Kobe beef one or something.
I was
some special.
It's got to be like ironic. Yeah. Like, of course, the biggest one. Stupid.
All right. Which city is often called the hamburger capital of the world? Chicago, Hamburg, Germany, or Seymour, Wisconsin?
I've never heard this. I'm going to say Chicago.
I'll say Seymour, Wisconsin.
You are correct. Seymour, Wisconsin claims
the birth. Because it was the only one that was like, you never heard of it before. Well, like, it's got to be that.
They claim to be the birthplace of the hamburger and hosting the annual Hamburger
Festival. I hate this game. This game's terrible.
You have a point. I'm only 1 point ahead of you.
Here's one you're probably going to have to guess on. What day is National Hamburger Day in the U.S.? March 10th, May 28th, or July 4th?
July 4th.
March 10th.
You both are incorrect. Yeah. It's May 28th.
Stupid.
What is a Juicy Lucy? Is it a burger topped with extra lettuce, a burger stuffed with cheese inside the patty, or a burger served without a bun?
C, Bob.
I also like C.
Yeah, you're both wrong. Very popular if you've ever been to Minnesota, the Juicy Lucy. It is a burger stuffed with cheese inside the patty.
Oh.
All right, what's a common topping on hamburgers in Japan? Fried egg, teriyaki sauce, or kimchi?
I will say teriyaki sauce.
Egg.
Sorry, Ben. You're right, Sarah.
Oh, yay!
Teriyaki sauce. All right, Burger King. What was their original name? Was it Instaburger, Burger Palace, or King of Burgers?
I think it's you.
No, it's not.
Okay, King of Burgers.
Burger Palace.
It was Instaburger King.
Oh, Instaburger?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Insta feels like such a recent thing.
And I believe we've got a winner.
Oh
fudge.
Three to one. That would be Sarah.
That means
she's on the show.
She
Sarah.
Wiped the floor with you.
Sarah won the game of trivia. I guess she wiped the floor with you.
And thank you for listening on this fine hump day. Make sure you're keeping it here all day long. Listen on the Odyssey app. You could win $5,000 if you give us an hour in exchange for an entry. And we've got Bottle Rock tickets all day. Jane's got your final pair today at 5:05. We'll see you back here on Thursday. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.